The Committee on Children, Families, and Elder Affairs will now come to order. Nikki, please call the roll.
Chair Grawl.
Here.
Vice Chair Garcia.
Here.
Senator Harrell. Senator Roussan.
Here.
Senator Sharif. Senator Simon.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Please silence all electronic devices, and anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. First, we will take up tab 4, SB 1690, in early childhood education by Senator Kalaudiud. You recognize Senator Kalaudiud. There is a delete all amendment to get us in the proper posture. Let's please take up amendment barcode number 109638 by Senator Kalaudiud. You're recognized.
Thank you so much, Madam Chair. The delete all requires DCF and local licensing agencies to make publicly available the inspection reports and annual data on child death, serious injuries, and substantiated abuse that occurs in child care facilities. It removes statutory provisions that require family and large child care homes to provide parents with certain information materials regarding influenza immunizations and the risk of leaving children unattended in vehicles. It requires certain exempt child care facilities to include a statement on their website or promotional material and facilities document specifying they're not subject to licensure regulation by DCF. Defines large family child care home. Prohibits residential property insurance policies from providing liability coverage for claims arising from operation of family or large family child care home unless coverage is expressly described. Prohibits insurers from denying, canceling, or refusing new residential property insurance policies because the insured operates a family or large family child care home. Revises the definition of the Department of Education as it directs support to authorize it to receive, hold, invest, and administer property. Establishes the Florida Endowment for Early Learning within the Department of Education, direct support organizations. Amends family care home to family child care home. That is the delete all amendment, Madam Chair.
Are there questions on the amendment? Seeing none, are there appearance forms on the amendment? Having none, is there debate on the amendment? Senator Kalaudiud, you were recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All those in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All those opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. Back on the bill as amended, are there any questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? Is there debate on the bill? Senator Kalaudiud, you are recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Wave close. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Nikki, please call the roll on CS for SB 1690.
Nope.
After I read into the record, Matt Herndon with the United Way of Florida waving in support.
Senator Harrell. Senator Roussan. Senator Sharif?
Yes.
Senator Simon?
Yes.
Vice Chair Garcia?
Yes.
Chair Grawl?
Yes. By your vote, CS for 1690 is reported favorably. Thank you. Next, we'll take up tab 2, SB 1022, on children's initiatives by Senator Polsky. Senator Polsky, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Established in 2008 with the support of then former House Speaker and now Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the Florida Children's Initiatives is a statewide initiative modeled after the nationally recognized Harlem Children's Zone in New York. The initiative was created to address the disparities faced by children in disadvantaged communities. They operate by creating local service networks, bringing together education, healthcare, employment, and housing services to children in these areas. Managed by not-for-profit corporations, these initiatives are subject to public records laws and other sunshine expectations. Currently, there are 5 active children's initiatives located in the counties of Duval, Orange, Hillsborough, and Miami-Dade. This bill establishes 2 new children's initiatives programs, one in Bay County and one in Pompano in Broward. Both locations have completed the necessary steps to be formally added to the statutes. This bill gives our children a real chance to succeed while having no fiscal impact on the state budget. That is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there appearance forms for the bill? Julia Wilder, waving in support, Florida Children's Initiative. And Anna Jerez, waving in support. I believe that is it. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you are recognized to close.
Wave close.
Having waived close, Nikki, please call the roll on SB 1022.
Senator Harrell. Senator Roussan. Senator Sharif.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Vice Chair Garcia.
Yes.
Chair Grawl.
Yes. By your vote, SB 1022 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Next, we will move to tab 1. SB 996 on dependent children by Senator Rodriguez. Senator Rodriguez, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Vice Chair, and members of the committee. SB 996 aims to emphasize the importance of learning from individuals with lived experience and increasing normalcy in foster care through teaching foster children the importance and value of money. The bill requires the DCF and each community-based care lead agency to coordinate with organizations that are focused on empowering children with lived experience in the child welfare system. The bill requires the DCF and CBC lead agencies to regularly meet with such organizations and publish the implementation of suggestions received from such regular meetings, and that is the bill.
Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there appearance forms? Katie Matthews, speaking for. You're recognized.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for giving me this chance to advocate for myself and my fellow peers. My name is Katie Matthews. I am 23 years old, and I'm a part of the Brevard chapter with Florida Youth Shine. I would like to start off by saying thank you to Senator Rodriguez for sponsoring Senate Bill 996. It is such an honor to know we have legislators like her in our corner trying to establish policies that have our best interests at heart. I support Senate Bill 996 because as a social worker, as well as a youth that is involved in different leadership and advocacy programs, I believe asking the individuals that with lived experience is vital. I'm a big proponent of the concept that there are some things that cannot be explained, they must be experienced. There is no one better to bring to the table than those who are currently in it. Being within the foster system is incredibly alienating, and most youth, myself included, feel as if our voices do not matter. Tirelessly advocating for our needs, communicating our feelings, just for it to lead to no change results in a lot of us feeling like we're simply wasting our breath. This bill will not only give us a seat at the table that is making decisions regarding us, it will also elicit a mandate for the state to publicly publish how they not only listened to us, but heard us. Following metrics of implementation will accomplish a multitude of things, from giving the state more data to demonstrate positive outcomes to giving youth like me the reality of having our thoughts, feelings, and experiences not only being listened to, but valued. For me personally, having the chance to be on advocacy boards and groups has not only helped me grow confidence, but it's given me a sense of community that I was desperately lacking. All in all, I hope everyone in this room will consider Senate Bill 996, and thank you for giving me the time and ability to share my story and advocate for myself and my peers. Again, thank you, Senator Rodriguez, and the committee for considering this bill.
Thank you for being here today. Next, we will hear from Serenity Miller, speaking for the bill. And on deck will be Nicole Williams. You are recognized.
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to share my lived experience. Additionally, I would like to thank Senator Rodriguez for sponsoring Senate Bill 996. I am the legislative chair on the statewide board for Florida Youth Shine and the president of the Jacksonville chapter. I entered the foster care system at 10 months old and was adopted at 3 years old. I had a very positive experience while in foster care, and I advocate for change so that more foster youth have similar experiences. Through Florida Youth Shine, I have had the privilege of attending QPI Champions National Conference, DCF Summit to learn and discuss aspects of child welfare. I've also had the opportunity to intern with the Congressional Coalition Adoptional Institute. I'll have the opportunity to write a public policy that I feel will create impactful change within the foster care system nationally. I was also able to represent foster youth at the executive order signing on Fostering the Future by President Trump. All these experiences have allowed me to engage and impact public policy utilizing my personal experience. This is a best practice for creating a thriving system. While growing up, I was also given an allowance to manage per week. This allowed me to develop financial responsibility, a crucial skill needed in order to achieve success in the real world. I did this by saving up my allowance for specific items I wanted or budgeting for a specific activity. SB 996 is a great bill that I hope you will support to help continue to ensure our child welfare system helps our young people.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Next, we will hear from Nicole Williams, and on deck, Michaela Delarue. You're recognized.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here today. I want to start by thanking Senator Rodriguez for sponsoring SB 996. My name is Nicole Williams, and I'm here on the behalf of Florida Youth Shine, representing the Treasure Coast chapter, as someone with lived experience in the foster care system. I'm currently a sophomore at Florida Atlantic University, majoring in social work with a minor in psychology. I'm an honor student, and I'm involved on campus and in the community. I serve as a peer specialist intern with Florida Youth Shine. I'm on the executive board for NAACP at Florida Atlantic University, and I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, and a co-founder of the Enlightened Generations, a youth-led organization. I share this not to list my achievements, but to show what can happen when youth in foster care are given support, stability, and a chance to lead. One of the reasons SB 996 matters so much to me is because it centers the youth voice in a meaningful way. Growing up in the child welfare system, there are moments where it feels like decisions are being made about my life without anyone asking how they actually affected me. SB 996 matters because it recognizes the youth voice isn't just helpful, but it's necessary. Some things can't be learned from reports or data alone. They come from lived experiences. This bill makes sure youth aren't just invited to the conversation, but that our inputs leads to real follow-through and change. This bill also reinforces normalcy, including something as basic as allowance. As I was fortunate enough to receive allowance while in care, and it helped me reinforce responsibility and money managed before I entered college. However, not every foster youth has that same experience. SB 996 helps ensure that these opportunities are not dependent on placement or circumstances, but are consistent for all youth in care. Because of my involvement in advocacy spaces, it has helped me to build confidence and a sense of belonging. I'm doing well in college and in my community. SB 996 helps make sure that the success like this is not an exception, but it's something that every young person has a chance to achieve. Again, I want to say thank you for your time and commitment for Florida's children and families.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Next, we'll hear from Michaela Delarue on deck. I think that might be Michaela.
All right, thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you, Senator Rodriguez, for sponsoring Senate Bill 996. And thank you, those attending, for giving me this opportunity to share my lived experience with you all. My name is Michaela Delarue, and I'm a part of the Southwest chapter of Florida Youth Shine. I am 17, soon to turn 18, and I attend Lehigh Senior High School in Lee County. I support Senate Bill 996 because it solidifies the importance of allowance to youth in foster care. I entered care at the age of 12, and I've been in 6 placements. I've only received an allowance in 1 placement, being my current one. When I was first placed where I live currently, the allowance was originally $13 biweekly. I currently receive $15 biweekly due to youth in my placement advocating for a $2 increase. I use my allowance on meals whenever we go on group outings. Although I am fortunate to get an allowance at this placement, the amounts are not consistent around the state, and they are not age appropriate for us to learn how to budget. This bill helps by providing a consistent allowance to ensure that we can learn to budget as a teenager. As I mentioned earlier, I turn 18 soon, and budgeting is an essential skill for adulthood, and I am ill-prepared for this transition because budgeting and support are both essential to this huge step in my life, and I don't know how to budget or save money because so many of us do not receive an allowance, and if we do, we receive a very low amount. My hope for the future is that my peers will feel confident in their budgeting skills and be well prepared for when they do become adults. Thank you for this important bill and listening to me speak.
Thank you for being here. Next, I have Jory Seldin waving in support. Maria Batista waving in support. Olivia Rabbit waving in support. And Cynthia Henderson, BPL, waving in support. We are back in debate. Members, is there any debate on the bill? Senator Sharif, you're recognized.
Senator Rodriguez, I just want to say that this is an amazing bill. You always bring amazing bills, but I really love this one because kids are at the heart of what I do, and I'm just really glad to be able to hear it and support it today. And for all the kids out there that this affects, I'm really glad that you had a senator that picked up on this, and I'm just so grateful for you bringing this forward. Thank you.
Any other debate? Seeing none, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Senator Sharif, for the kind remarks. I'm really humbled by the committee. Hopefully you all support this good bill, but from all the testimony that was heard today, as you can hear from them directly, this is something that's needed. It's something that will be appreciated, and it's going to go a long way to help these women be responsible and productive citizens in our society. So thank you all.
Thank you. Nikki, please call the roll on SB 996.
Senator Harrell, Senator Roussan, Senator Sharif.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Vice Chair Garcia.
Yes.
Chair Grawl.
Yes. By your vote, SB 996 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will go to tab 3. And we will take up temporary cash assistance eligibility by Senator Bracey Davis. And Senator Bracey Davis, there is an amendment. Is that correct?
Yes.
So let's take up amendment barcode 191014 by Senator Bracey Davis.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Chair Grawl, for agendaing this bill. Thank you for allowing me to present Senate Bill 1642. So under current law, individuals convicted of certain drug offenses are restricted from accessing supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits, even after they have completed their sentence and returned to the community. However, federal law expressly allows states to opt out or modify this restriction. Congress created a clear carve-out, giving states the discretion to determine whether and under what conditions people with prior drug convictions may access SNAP benefits. The amendment limits the SNAP eligibility carve-out only to individuals who were victims of human trafficking at the time of their drug conviction. It ensures that the discretion allowed under the federal law is applied in a targeted way, recognizing that trafficking victims are often coerced into criminal activity. It should not face a lifetime penalty for their conduct tied to their exploitation. The amendment does not expand SNAP eligibility beyond this population and keeps all existing program requirements in place.
Are there questions on the amendment? Are there appearance forms on the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Bracey Davis, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
Having closed, waived close on the amendment, all in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
No, opposed, nay. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Are there appearance forms? CC Ventura, waving in support. Alex Buskinski, waving in support. Chloe Rhodes, waving in support. Sarah Compton, waving in support. Lexi Copley, waving in support. Jocely Isaac, waving in support. Julia Sankar, waving in support. Is there debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members, as some of you know, I previously served as a child welfare attorney for the Department of Children and Families. And I learned very quickly the first thing the system looks for when a parent is trying to bring their child home, it's not perfection, it's not wealth, it's a refrigerator with food in it. This is not about excusing conduct. This is about removing barriers to redemption. Because when we deny food, we don't create accountability, we create impossibility. And when the fridge is empty, reunification is a word just on a paper. With that, members, I ask for your favorable support.
Thank you. Nikki, please call the roll on CS for SB 1462.
Senator Harrell, Senator Roussan, Senator Sharif.
Yes.
Senator Simon.
Yes.
Vice Chair Garcia.
Yes.
Chair Grawl.
Yes. By your vote, CS for SB 1462 is reported favorably. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today. Thank you, Bob. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Simon moves we adjourn without objection. Thank you.